This week, summer solstice occurs Wednesday, June 21st at 10:57 a.m. In the Northern Hemisphere, this marks the longest day of the year and the onset of the summer season, when the Earth has fully breathed her flowering forces out into the cosmos. And while nature gets more vibrant in summer's light, the Northern world is passing into the enchantment of dream. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, in the sky this week, Venus is brilliant in the evening twilight, getting really close to the red planet Mars. Then on solstice evening, Wednesday, 1 hour after sunset in the west, the crescent moon will take Venus into her arms. This is always a breathtaking scene and worth looking for. Consider, Venus and moon are two of the three brightest objects in our sky. The other one is the sun. And even though the moon can outshine Venus, it never will, because the moon will only ever be near Venus at crescent phase. Now, such deference from moon to Venus belies an amazing cosmic harmony, as though they were celestial confidants, quietly and beautifully sharing the deep mysteries that draw us ever on. This is, as Shakespeare wrote, the stuff that dreams are made on. And if we hold to the idea that now our lives are rounded with the sleep of the season, then a question presents itself. What is a dream? In the words of Rudolf Steiner, a dream has to be interpreted as an utterance of the gods. So pay attention, because what you dream at summer solstice, or what the gods utter, has in it the power and majesty of celestial encounter. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.